any experience with ixabivalone?
It has some characteristics that are similar to the taxanes, where it causes excessive binding of the microtubules and is in this class of drugs of epothalones. And it's been very, very exciting to work with this drug. It is a drug that is mixed with solvents, as opposed to nab-paclitaxel, which uses albumin in order to allow this hydrophobic or water-hating drug to be dissolved, paclitaxel. This is a completely different drug. It is not paclitaxel, but has a lot of the nursing issues associated with taxane therapy. And this drug is mixed with cremophore and alcohol, like paclitaxel is. And apparently there is less of that cremophore solution in order to put this drug into solution. Some of the major things we watch with this drug, again, are peripheral sensory, peripheral neuropathy, which can be cumulative, but with ixabivalone seems to be more rapidly reversible, shorter times, less patients off study.
You've heard due the same thing with NAB also. Do you think that's
correct.
The case?
I do believe that.
That the neuropathy goes away quicker?
Well, you know, I have to coach that, because one thing I think is very, very effective is that peripheral sensory neuropathy, you don't really have strategies to prevent it or cure it. What you have to do is dose modify and give the drug safely. Use the prescribed time. For example, with ixabivalone, that has to be a 3-hour infusion. More rapid infusion of that drug will cause more severe peripheral neuropathy. With nab-paclitaxel or Abraxane, what we found that was well established with the studies is that patients have a quicker time to recovery. But once patients get beyond up to like a grade 2 sensory neuropathy, it's very difficult to get them back to baseline. So you really have to have very keen assessment and question the patient about their symptoms and issues in order to get them back to baseline and then resume the drug.
And I guess one big red flag is if they're actually having functional motor problems as opposed to paresthesias. Is that the way you approach it?
Well, we use multiple ways. First of all, with both of these drugs, we see this pattern of distal to medial dysfunction. So that immediate fingertips, toes, numbness, sensory issues are first. And with this issue of overcompliance, I often tell patients, could you button my lab coat? And really, you can tell dysfunction among them. Ask the family, are they dropping things? These things really, by the time you get to motor sensory neuropathy, it's a real done deal. It's a big problem, and patients will need to be taken off the drug or severe dose reduction. So we try to use a strategy of good baseline assessment, continue to compare that against every cycle, and then institute interventions like dose reduction at an early stage when patients go from a grade 0 to a grade 1 or grade 1 to grade 2.